welcome to the wild and wonderful world of fundraising.
Yes.
And it's something that you have, I guess, considerable experience with. How did you get involved in fundraising first off, Mark?
Major fundraising, actually. I started that in university. I was a part of the University of Guelph's open house, soliciting donations and reaching out to various agricultural companies when I was a student. And I seemed to have success at it. So I've been doing it for more than 20 years.
Excellent. So why is it important to fundraise?
I think it's important for the cause. It matters what the cause is, but the reason you fundraise is to support your community, to support initiatives, to support opportunities for people to gain an experience or to showcase what they can do.
And often when you give a sponsor or an individual the opportunity to fundraise, they respond with a big thank you and a check.
That's the ideal situation when they give you their support. And when people are fundraising, they're looking for any kind of support. If an organization can't provide money, sometimes they can provide time or people or a gift in kind, and that can be appreciated by those who are looking for support for their cause.
What are the biggest obstacles one faces as a fundraiser?
There are two main things that are obstacles. One is that there's fundraiser fatigue. So there are many people who are out in the community who are looking for donations of money or time to support their worthy cause. And unfortunately, there is only so much resources. And so businesses or people that are approached can find it difficult to know where to give and what to give. That's one of the biggest obstacles. The second obstacle is related to that, in the person who's fundraising is showing that their cause is the one to support with all those causes out there. So that's the challenge.
To stand out from the crowd then.
Exactly. The person who's fundraising is showing to the person you're approaching that it provides value to them. That's the biggest challenge, really.
And can you single out a proudest moment in the history of Mark Nyborg fundraising?
For me, it was actually in university when we landed a big corporate sponsor. At that time, getting a donation from a telecommunications company was a great challenge. And I had managed to snag a sponsorship with free airtime and use of 6 telephones from TELUS. That was a major coup in order to do that.
Would you encourage people to follow your footsteps in fundraising?
Absolutely. It's very rewarding. I think you should choose a cause that is close to your heart, that you feel passionate about. Mine, of course, is physician recruitment in Armprior. But whether it's raising funds for their children to attend an event or to participate in something at school or something to do with the church you attend or community organization you're part of, I think fundraising is very important and it can be very rewarding to bring it to fruition.
Well, thank you very much for your patience with the interview process today.
Yeah, I'm glad to have the chance to talk to you, Rick.
Okay, well, thanks again, Mark, and enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye. Okay,
bye.